After the Mississippi Supreme Court last week refused to hear Mississippi State Senator Chris McDaniel's appeal of a lower court's dismissal of his challenge to the fraud-riddled Republican Senate primary runoff election, conservatives in Mississippi are now bereft of our chosen nominee, Chris McDaniel. Conservatives and Republicans in this state twice voted as a majority for Chris McDaniel to be our nominee for the Senate. In the original Republican primary election, Senator McDaniel defeated U.S. Senator Thad Cochran, but he didn't get the required 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. After a detestable, slimy, and possibly criminal runoff campaign undertaken by the desperate Haley Barbour Thad Cochran machine, Chris McDaniel still got nearly 60% of the Republican vote. But Cochran won because of Democrats voting in the Republican primary runoff, even though many of them had already voted in the earlier Democrat primary election, which is illegal in Mississippi. Since last week, many thousands of Chris McDaniel supporters are struggling mightily with how to vote next Tuesday or whether to even vote at all. After the wicked behavior of Thad Cochran's campaign and telling detestable lies about Chris McDaniel and his supporters, along with allegations of possible vote buying and other gutter tactics, we are left with a terribly crummy dilemma. What true conservative would want to vote for Thad Cochran after his reprehensible actions? So what do we do? Now, before you knee-jerk that we have no choice but to vote for Thad Cochran, just give me a few minutes here. I read an outstanding column by Ryan Walters published Sunday at the Mississippi Conservative Daily. Cochran versus Childers, to vote or not to vote, that is the question, is truly a must-read for Mississippi conservatives who are still reeling from the Cochran campaign from hell and the clear collusion and the fraud-laden sham of an election by GOP and state officials at every level. In his column, Mr. Walters analyzes each voting option available to us: voting for Thad Cochran, voting for Democrat Travis Childers, voting for third party or Sean O'Hara, writing in Chris McDaniel, or not voting at all. Beginning with option one, Mr. Walters writes, quote, "The first option, and the one pushed by the establishment, is for all McDaniel Republicans to let bygones be bygones and be nice little Republicans and support the nominee. Honestly, I'd rather work for a week at an Ebola treatment center without a hazmat suit than cast a vote for Thad Cochran. It's simply unthinkable in my eyes, but certainly an option for many Republican voters, at least those curiously obsessed with taking back the U.S. Senate from Harry Reid and the Democrats." End quote. He then goes on to explain the flaws in this choice. "It is commonly rumored that Thad Cochran will retire and not complete his next term, so a replacement would be appointed by Governor Phil Bryant. What we would get in that case is another rhino like Cochran, except younger, and he would be much harder to defeat than a newbie Democrat like Travis Childers. The other choices in this election are to vote for the third party candidate, wasted vote, to write in Chris McDaniel in protest, wasted vote, to not vote, wasted vote, or to vote for the Democrat Travis Childers. To most conservatives, voting for the Democrat is almost unimaginable. However, Travis Childers presents himself as a moderate Democrat, a rare breed today, if indeed he is one, who has signed a pledge to fight against amnesty for illegal aliens and who supports a balanced budget amendment, although that is fraught with its own problems. See balanced budget amendment information that is linked in my column online. When it comes to being conservative, Childers and Cochran could compete with each other. That's how bad Thad Cochran is. What about the argument that we simply must vote for Republicans to recapture the Senate? We can look back at the last time Republicans held the House, the Senate, and the presidency. How did that work out for conservatism, freedom, and a return to constitutional government? It didn't. How about that Republican opposition to every lawless act of the Obama crime syndicate and congressional commie Democrats? You would need an electron microscope just to see even a fleeting atomic hint of it. Do you really believe establishment Republicans like Thad Cochran have any intention at all of opposing the evil agenda of the thug administration of Barack Obama, or whatever his name is? Of the "we must support Republicans no matter what" argument, Mr. Walters writes, quote, "Does anyone really think it will be any different this time around? During this election cycle, the GOP has no platform, no agenda, and no ideas to speak of. Amazingly, they are not even running on repealing Obamacare anymore, or against the administration plan to bring in as many as 35 million immigrants and put them on the fast track to citizenship. We simply can't trust them to do anything about this lawless president. So far, they've done nothing with control of the House. And without a new cast of true conservatives like Chris McDaniel, they won't do anything with control of the Senate either. And what about Harry Reid? He seems to be the personification of evil in the U.S. Senate and a target for many Republican campaigns. Let's rid the Senate of Majority Leader Harry Reid. Childers has promised not to vote for Reid for any leadership position. And although many might argue that he will surely go back on that promise, at least he has taken a public position on it. Has Cochran vowed not to support Mitch McConnell? Is McConnell really that much better than Reid? No, he's not. So the bottom line for a Childers vote is this. The only sure way to get rid of Thad Cochran and punish the establishment is to vote for Travis Childers. And in 6 years, we can replace Childers with a solid conservative. End quote. I can already hear the screeching and derision from Republicans who, out of fear, insist that we have no choice but to vote for Thad Cochran. But I strongly disagree. Our nation is on the brink of disaster at the hands of communist enemies within, and going with the establishment flow has no chance of stopping them. Without people like Chris McDaniel replacing rhino fixtures like Thad Cochran, we certainly have no chance. Sending Thad Cochran back will not stop or even slow down the communist Democrat agenda. At this late hour, we may not be able to stop it anyway, but at least we would have a better chance of later defeating Democrat Travis Childers than anyone Governor Bryant might appoint to Cochran's Senate seat. What if he appointed former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour? We would have no chance of defeating Governor Barbour later. I have heard from many Chris McDaniel supporters who intend to vote for Travis Childers. Not for Childers, but against Cochran. If every Chris McDaniel supporter voted for Travis Childers, we could defeat Thad Cochran, because we would be adding our votes to the Democrats, including the ones who voted for Cochran in the runoff, but who certainly won't vote for him in the general election. We could send a clear message to the rhino establishment that the degenerate sewer campaign by the Barbour Cochran machine will not stand, will not be rewarded. This would not be an endorsement of Democrat Travis Childers, but a repudiation of the slime and cynicism of Thad Cochran's campaign, not to mention his big spending, big government voting record of 754 years in Washington. Or we could just go ahead and send the rhino Cochran back to D.C. to continue his complicity in the destruction of our constitutional republic. I say, remember Mississippi, and say no to Thad Cochran. I'm Gina Miller.